Now 14 minutes to 9 o'clock, and today's newspapers contain advertisements inviting proposals to provide a range of facilities at historic sites. The ads are placed by the Office of Public Works. They mention catering concessions and children's play facilities, among others. The Minister of State at the Office of Public Works, Brian Hayes, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
What are you looking for and why?
We're looking for new ideas. The background to this is 6 years ago. The total capital budget for the Office of Public Works was about 400 million euro. This year it's 80 million euro. So there's been a dramatic reduction in funding, as has been the case right the way across the public sector. So we've got to find new ways of attracting investment onto our sites. We have about 70 guided sites right the way across the country. Terrific, wonderful sites that in the last number of years, roughly 3.5 million people have visited each year. We've seen an increase of about 7% year on year on visitor numbers to our sites. But obviously, you know, we are very tight when it comes to cash. And I think there needs to be a new partnership with ourselves and the OPW and the private sector in building up capacity on some of these sites where we have significant footfall. And that's why we've put the ads in the newspapers today. It's a genuine offering to private sector and commercial operators who might like to come onto our site for a period of years by way of a license, operate a service, be it a recreational service, a restaurant service, and so that they can win in terms of making a profit and employing people, and we can win too in terms of an increased footfall. So I don't know how successful it's going to be, I want to be very frank, but I was determined to do this, and the Office of Public Works is leading the change within our own organisation in terms of making sure that we look at novel schemes like this.
All right, and when you say novel schemes, I mean, how can you ensure that, well, for want of a better word, that this doesn't end up being tacky?
Yeah, and like, no one's talking about putting a casino on Skellig Michael or anything like that. The objective here
I'm sure you'd get somebody who'd tender for it, but anyway.
Well, I very much doubt it given its location. But what we need to do here is, where we have very significant footfall on some of our sites, and we do, is there opportunities where the private sector might come onto that site, invest some capital, and then operate that facility? And I'm talking here about facilities that are in keeping with the heritage and with the recreational nature of some of our sites. We're not talking about casinos or hotels or anything like that. The other point is this, that I've managed to obtain an agreement from my colleague, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, that where we grow the business, the OPW business, we'll be able to use that additional amount of revenue to ring fence it for other heritage projects. So it's not just about the top 10 sites that everyone knows, Kilmainham Jail, Kilkenny Castle, the Rock of Cashel, all these places. It's also about encouraging investment into other second-tier sites which aren't as well known, which may not be on the tourist route or the tourist map, and making sure that people can get into those sites.
And how will it be decided then who gets these contracts? Because as you've said there, some of these could be pretty lucrative. I mean, we're talking, looking at your lists, some of these are quite big sites. You're talking about Dublin Castle is mentioned here, Phoenix Park, Kilkenny Castle, the Ivy Gardens. How will it be decided who gets the contracts?
Well, we'll decide it based on the proposals we get. Obviously, the sites that we've selected have a significant footfall around a historic property that is there. Obviously, the proposal will have to be in keeping with the historic nature of the site. And obviously, where we have more land, there will be more opportunities to do things. But I want to set this out today, that we've got to do things differently, that the funding model has to change. You know, we're not going to go back to a situation where we had hundreds of millions of euro in capital spend. And I think the public and private working together in this test example that I'm setting out today has the opportunity of developing not just jobs on OPW sites, but also investment opportunities as well.
Just as you're with us and we're talking about public tenders, in this case, there's a story in the papers over the last couple of days. It started in yesterday's Mail on Sunday. It's again in the papers today about the lack of a public tender. This is the Limerick City of Culture story. The chief executive of that venture appointed without the post being advertised. And it turns out that the woman who got the job previously worked for the board's chairman. Does that worry you?
Yes, it does. I think it's somewhat strange that a post could be given like this without an advertisement and without effectively other people going for the job. In this case, as I understand it, this is a company that was established for the purposes of the Limerick City of Culture, which is next year, 2014. And this was a scheme introduced by Minister Deanahan, and a good scheme where we're trying to get more focus on cities and towns which have a cultural input. And I think it's right that Limerick should be the city selected for next year. But this is, as I understand it, a company attached to the local authority which made this decision, and they need to explain why this decision was taken and the rationale for it.
Brian Hayes, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. It's 9 minutes to 9. Back in a moment.